Illegal immigrants usually lack the official documents needed to open a bank account, so many turn to an unregulated and often dangerous underground cash economy. Since November, Wells Fargo and a half dozen other banks in California have been accepting ID cards issued by Mexican consulates to illegal immigrants. It's a move that allows the immigrants to open bank accounts and gives the banks a new untapped market. Eric Roy from member station KCRW reports.
Meet Juan Anonimo, not his real name, a working man from Mexico's state of Guanajuato who lives in the low-income Los Angeles suburb of Linwood. For 10 years, he's cashed his paychecks at liquor stores and carried wads of cash in every kind of neighborhood.
Simplemente pagaba todo en efectivo, todo.
I just paid for everything in cash. Everything.
The undocumented Mr. Anonimo supports his mother and 4-year-old son. His savings were stashed in a dresser drawer. But this month, Anonimo did something he's never done before. He opened a bank account.
Los beneficios son que voy a poder.
Now I'll be able to save more money. I won't just be throwing it into the hat, as they say.
In the 3 months that the banks have been accepting the matricula consular, an ID card issued by Mexican consulates, Mexico's news agency Notimex reports undocumented Mexican immigrants have opened $50 million worth of California bank accounts, $20 million in Los Angeles County alone. Wells Fargo spokeswoman Miriam Duarte says the bank didn't know it was opening the floodgates, but now believes the estimates may actually be conservative. Duarte says bank accounts will help immigrants out of the underground economy and up the economic ladder.
And eventually, we will be able to offer additional financial services when we review their credit history, such as home loans, such as business loans.
Bank customers can also get credit cards and wire money to their families at much lower rates than money transfer companies charge. That's big business. Mexican immigrants wired home a record $9 billion last year. And while those with new IDs have been crowding California banks, those without have been jamming Mexican consulates to get their own matriculas. Los Angeles Consul General Marta Lara Alatorre says she's seeing 5 times as many applicants as before.
They start assembling at 1 o'clock in the morning. And we open the doors at 7 o'clock in the morning. We are handling about 1,800 people a day.
Lara first approached Wells Fargo about recognizing the matricula because undocumented immigrants kept getting robbed for their cash. A pilot program in Austin, Texas, where police got local banks to accept the consular ID, led to a drop in immigrant muggings and new customers for the banks. Lara thought if it worked there, it would be huge in California with its millions of immigrants. Now, banks as far away as Detroit and Atlanta take the ID card, and Guatemala and El Salvador want the same for their citizens.
It's only the tip of the iceberg.
Jack Kaiser is the chief economist for the Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation, which tracks a $360 billion local economy. He thinks the phenomenal growth in bank accounts held by undocumented immigrants could go on for a couple years.
You study the LA economy for any length of time, you're constantly reminded there's much more out there than anybody imagines.
Kaiser says investments by banks armed with new cash and purchases by immigrants with added financial muscle will also boost the $1.2 trillion California economy and eventually help most states that have lots of immigrants. The only downside he sees is for payday loan companies and money transfer and wire firms, largely high-priced predatory businesses that will lose much of their captive customer base. For NPR News, I'm Eric Roy in Los Angeles.